The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by Fulfill.io. I found in my studies of hundreds of e-commerce stores that operational efficiency is far more important than almost anything else in terms of determining your success. And that's why you should take a look at Fulfill. It's the only cloud ERP designed to help you efficiently and, most importantly, profitably scale your 8- and 9-figure brand. It does that through helping you identify operational bottlenecks that you can solve, providing better forecasting and supply chain planning and PO management, and also leveraging their powerful warehouse management system, which results in fewer mispicks for better customer experience. They're the highest rated ERP in our community, not NetSuite, not Scubana or Odoo, but Fulfill. So start focusing on growing profitably and check them out at ecommercefuel.com/Fulfill. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the largest and most popular upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 Shopify Plus stores. Man, it is hard to get people to your store these days, whether you're doing organic or whether you're trying to get down in the muck that is Facebook ads these days with the disaster that that has become. You want to take advantage when people actually show up. And if you give people a chance, 1 in 6 will spend more money with you if you send them a personalized, targeted, relevant upsell offer, which is what OneClick Upsell makes it super easy to do. You can do it pre-purchase, post-purchase, give them lots of different options. It makes it incredibly easy, and they've helped store owners generate over $200 million in additional revenue. So if you want a slice of that, and you want to get started, you can get started really quickly with them in just a few minutes, get your first upsell up and running. Check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here. Welcome to E-Commerce Fuel, the show and community dedicated to helping 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And man, back in 2013, over a decade ago, this bushy-tailed, bright-eyed podcaster did episode number one on the podcast. Podcasting was still pretty nascent. That's how I'm dating myself here. And it wasn't great. It was not great. It's had a long way to go in terms of improving the craft here, but it was definitely worse then. And here we are 500 episodes a decade later. And it's been a pretty great experience, a great ride, connected with so many people. And I wanted to do an episode to recap some of the lessons that I have learned. And I'm going to do an episode maybe in the future about podcasting, the technical facets of it. Is it worth it from a business perspective? What kind of gear should you use? Process. But this is more of some of just the lessons about people and dynamics and personality and learning from people that I've learned over those 500 episodes. And also going to share, if you stick around until the end, probably the biggest mistake I have made, one discreet mistake, one episode that I really wish I could do differently. It pains me even to think about it now. So I'll share that near the end. But before we jump in, big news, we are hiring a director of connection at E-Commerce Fuel. This is a role for someone who's going to really help drive a lot of the community online and offline. So in the forums, connecting people, bringing new people into the fold, going to help with offline events, especially the smaller, more intimate meetups and gatherings. And so if you are someone who loves people, deeply loves people, enjoys connecting them and bring the right people together, you should get in touch. You don't need to necessarily know anything about e-commerce. You need to learn some things, but we're really looking for someone who has a deep passion for connecting people, serving people, being a catalyst to bring people together. Some of the perks are you get to work with great people in the community. We have a phenomenal group of people in the community. It's a remote position. You get a month off every year for a mini sabbatical and a lot of other perks. So if that sounds interesting, head on over to ecommercefuel.com/DOC, the initials for Director of Connection, to learn about the position and how to apply. And Patrick, our beloved community manager now, is not going anywhere. He's thankfully staying with us. This is something different. All right, that being said, let's jump into the top lessons I learned from 500 episodes and a decade of podcasting. All right, lesson number one, direct mediums are so good. They're so fantastic. I'm gonna talk about this a little bit next week, but being able to, with a podcast, speak directly to an audience without an intermediary gatekeeper like Facebook or Google or whoever it is something that is a phenomenal asset to have. the leverage you get with media is wild. And the more I look forward into the future of online business and building sustainable, durable businesses, the more I'm really looking to invest primarily, if not exclusively, in assets like this, podcasting, email lists, in person, things like that. So, I mean, I think 25% of the members of our community come from this podcast, and there have been so many other wonderful serendipitous relationships, learnings, connections that have happened as a result of that. So direct mediums like podcasting are so valuable. Number two, podcasting helps you build up a personal brand and an affinity with people, even if you never met them, assuming you aren't wildly offensive and you have a few redeeming characteristics over time, which is just debatable in this position. But so podcasting leads to a personal brand, which leads to unfair advantages and relationships. Anytime I reach out, not anytime, often when I reach out to people in the space, especially if I know that they're kind of, there may be someone who's listened to the podcast or been a guest or something, it helps you connect with people having some kind of personal brand, which you can build with a podcast. It's a cheat code for networking. And even if people have never heard of you, or the people that have listened to you, actually, you're able to build an affinity with them at scale that you can't do with blogging. And I would even say, even with video. Videos is close, but there's something so personal about listening to somebody's, just their voice in your ear. And you're probably going to listen to them for longer. The podcasts I listen to them for longer periods of time because I can do something else while I'm doing it. So it's such a great way to build affinity and relationships with people at scale. And also just, it speaks to the value of a personal brand that I think is only going to become more important with time. Number three, you can do things suboptimally for a really long time. So just because you've been doing something for 10 years at this point in your business, don't assume it's dialed in. I think about this with my podcast now, and there's so many things that we haven't, even after a decade, I look at and I think, why are we doing this way still? And part of it is because I probably haven't given it the attention it deserves, especially in the last year or two, in terms of really refining it. So onboarding processes with guests, repurposing materials, putting videos of our podcasts on the internet, all these things 10 years in, and there's still a lot of things that we should be doing. Anyway, so in your business, think about that. What have you been doing for 10 years? Don't assume that it's great or it's the best process or it's dialed in, because good chances are pretty good that it's not. Number four, you don't need to talk to sound smart. And in fact, actually the opposite can sometimes be true. One thing I think that was a tendency for me earlier in my early days as a podcast host, and I noticed this with a lot of podcast hosts, especially young ones, young in their career, is every time a guest makes a point, they will have to add to that. They'll have to add their own perspective, their own two cents. Even if it's Elon Musk talking about rockets and they work as a CPA, they'll still throw in their two cents about the aerodynamics of the fins. And it's like, what are you doing? People are there to hear the guest. And occasionally, maybe 10 or 20% of the time, you genuinely as a host have a strong take on something or perspective to add. But it requires a tremendous amount, I think, of self-awareness to know, hey, am I adding something meaningfully here to this conversation from an area of expertise? Or am I just trying to also sound like I'm contributing? And I think this bleeds over into real life as well. If you're having a conversation with someone, you don't always need to add when they're talking. And in fact, sometimes it's detrimental. Number five, you never really know what people are capable of, what they will do, or where they're going to end up. And so I am recording this on the day that Klaviyo is IPOing. I think it's a roughly maybe a $6 or $7 billion with a B dollar valuation. And it was, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, I interviewed Ed Halen, who was one of two people starting an email marketing company. It was only him and his co-founder, Andrew. The production quality was atrocious. It was total rookie move. And, you know, in 8 years, they've gone to be an $8 billion company. And of course, Ed and Andrew, incredibly smart people. But you just don't know. I interviewed Solo Stove, one of the founders there, early in the days, and they went on to IPO. Sam Parr from My First Million, I was reading back through my old emails. He was an early podcast listener that was emailing back and forth and, of course, has gone on to do amazing things. Point being, I think you should never assume that people are going to be fantastic or that they're not going to do anything. I think the point here is don't judge people. It's easy for us as entrepreneurs to try to measure up or to be able to kind of put people in a hierarchy. Don't do that. Just give everyone the respect they deserve as humans, as entrepreneurs, as people, and be very aware that you don't know how things are going to shake out because you don't. Number six, always follow people's interests and passions when you're trying to connect with them and when you're trying to really get the most interesting, engaging conversations and insights. One of the things I do, and I don't know if I think somebody may have stolen this from another podcaster, so I can't claim this necessarily as original, but I always ask people before we record, what are you most excited about right now? Like if we sat down over a drink and I brought up this topic, your eyes would light up and you could talk to me for 2 hours about it. And it's really interesting because it gives me a better sense of who they are, what they're interested in. Sometimes we won't talk about it at all. Sometimes I'll weave it into the conversation. Sometimes it will become the entire focus of the podcast, even when I had prepped for something else. And this is very applicable for podcasting, but I think it's really applicable too when you're connecting with people and trying to meet people. If you can find out what they're genuinely interested in, good conversationalists are experts at finding common ground quickly, or maybe not even common ground, maybe just something that they know the other person is really interested and excited about. Because 10 times out of 10, if somebody comes up to you and talks with you about your favorite topic for 20 minutes straight, you're going to walk away and say, I had so much fun talking to that person. It wasn't about the person. It was about the fact that they engaged something that you were interested in. So in business, in life, in relationships, find the other person's passion and try to tug on that little thread because it leads to good things. Seven, great rapport is such a valuable gift. Don't take it for granted. I want to give a big shout out here to two co-hosts of the podcast. First is Bill D'Alessandro. He must have been on dozens and dozens of times throughout the decade on the show. And we have just a good back and forth, a really good rapport. We know each other well. We can give each other a hard time. There's a good flow to our conversation and energy. And then also to Drew Sanaki, who, especially in the early days of the podcast, was a regular co-host, great sense of humor, really biting wit, just someone who was always fun to have on and that you could go back and forth with. And I think in life, there's a limited number of people that you just deeply connect with in terms of your humor, your personality, your cadence, your speed. And so when that happens, like don't take that for granted. You know, if they're really good friends, make sure to really even more so deeply treasure those people. If you have the chance to work together, obviously there's other things that have to be in place and in line, but that's a special thing and it doesn't always come along. So make sure that you kind of value it for what it is. So, and again, Drew, Bill, thank you so much for being such regular co-hosts and helping make this show a success. Deeply appreciate you guys. Number eight, humor is valuable. This kind of goes a little bit in the same theme with rapport, but man, it is hard to dislike, and that's not true. There's definitely dislikable, funny people. It is much easier to like people that are light and humorous and that have a good sense of humor. And not everyone can. Some people just aren't funny, even if you work on it. But levity, warmth, those are good runners up. If you can approach conversations on a podcast, in real life, with a sense of levity and warmth, they're just going to go so much better. Other people are going to open up more. Your chances of actually being able to deepen that relationship are so much stronger. And people will enjoy interacting with, coming away from that interaction with you much more. And not to say like you should never always put on a fake game face where you just plaster the fake smile on your face, especially if you're having a crappy day. We can't always be 10 out of 10. But the more often you can come with a sense of levity and warmth, I think that's just as lubricant for any relationship. Number nine, you get paid to specialize. Shocker, right? Welcome to the E-commerce School podcast, home of just groundbreaking insights and revelations. But I think it bears, this stood out to me because I've talked to other podcast hosts who have charged for sponsorships. And we've done not a ton, but some over the years. And the rates that we get at ECF versus just general entrepreneurship podcasts, I would say are 5 to 10 times the rates of your kind of rack rate for CPMs. And that's because we focus really deeply on 7- and 8-figure e-commerce store owners. We're not dumbing down the conversation. We do conversations about ERPs. The number of people that would listen to a conversation about an ERP in the general population is probably like 1/3% of people out there. Maybe only 1 or 2% know what an ERP is, right? You may be listening and be like, I have no idea what this is. It's a enterprise resource planning software to help you kind of bring all the different facets of your business together. But I don't dumb down the conversations, or I try not to, because I'm trying to cultivate a very niche audience, which is incredibly helpful for knowing what they want, for building a community, and also for being able to charge above average rates because we're so highly targeted. never going to be the Joe Rogan Experience, largely because I don't have any of the charisma, or nor near the charisma as Joe Rogan, or his ability to just, you know, do 4-hour interviews every day nonstop, among many other reasons. But we will have a hyper, highly targeted audience. And I think that's super valuable. Finally, number 10, brevity is an art, as we're going on 15 minutes here with me talking to you nonstop. I sense the irony here. Brevity is an art. And I think the more you can master it, the better. 90% of the time, you will be fine if you stop talking a little bit too early. The same does not apply if you talk too long. And I think about podcast guests, and the best podcast guests are the ones that stop a little bit too early. Maybe they don't share everything. The absolute worst podcast guests are the one where I will ask them, hey, where do you live? And instead of saying New York or California or wherever, they launch into the 45-minute story of their life. It's so hard to try to rein that back in. It hurts the rapport and the relationship and the listener experience and the conversation. So, I think people who can master brevity, who can cover a lot of ground and a lot of facts quickly, it's a huge skill. It's a huge skill. I actually have my kids practice this. I have them, you know, tell me about something and they get really excited. And I'm like, tell me about that in 4 sentences. Okay, now boil it down to 1 to try to help them distill that skill. It's not always appropriate, but often it is. So brevity is an art. It's almost always useful. And the more you can master it, I think the better. So those are my 10. I want to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast over the last 10 years, 500 episodes. Guessing no one is as much a masochist to listen for the entire 500 episodes, but for the level of time you've been on the journey with me, really appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you so much. And as promised, the episode that I really wish I could redo, I recorded an episode with somebody who I asked them to come on and they said, hey, I'd love to do it, but you got to wait to air this until 3 or 4 weeks later, because we have some major changes in the company that may require some layoffs and some important, there's some existential issues for people's jobs that we're going to talk about on this podcast. So you got to wait for 3 or 4 weeks. I said, of course, no problem. And due to a huge mess up that was my fault, I have to own it. The episode went out before it was supposed to. And we got this email from the guest saying like, what are you doing? Like, this was supposed to go out in 4 weeks. My team cannot see this. And thankfully, we were able to get the episode down extremely quickly, but just the level of just feeling like I didn't do right by this guest was awful. Anyway, so as a host, make sure you have amazing systems. And this is something I've fixed since then, but make sure you have amazing systems for making sure stuff does not go live until it should, because that can really come back and bite you in the butt. Like I mentioned, I'll do an episode after this talking maybe more about in the future about some of the technical aspects, the impact on the business, if a podcast is valuable for an e-commerce business and some of the more kind of technical things. That's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being here for 500 episodes and look forward to hopefully 500 more. Given you've made it to the end of the episode, there's a pretty good chance you're fairly serious about this e-commerce stuff, which is why you should check out the E-Commerce Fuel community. It's a vetted, vibrant community for 7- and 8-figure brand owners. And joining gives you access to a lively discussion forum for experienced founders sharing insights and getting help, access to our library of over 20,000 member reviews on everything from agencies to tech to lawyers to all the things that, you know, founders are making hiring decisions or purchasing decisions on to run their business, and invites to member events throughout the year. So if that sounds interesting, you can apply for membership and learn more at ecommercefuel.com. Big thanks to One-Click Upsell from Zipify Apps. Rapidly increase your AOV by offering targeted, high-converting upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And also to Fulfill.io, an ERP designed specifically to streamline complex e-commerce businesses and the highest rated ERP among our community members. Learn more at ecommercefuel.com/fulfill. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network live from New York.